Step 1. Retreating from the world. Seek a quiet, restful place to which you can retreat each day. This might be a bedroom, a garden, a special place where you have placed objects important to yourself. This should be a place of beauty and peacefulness, where you will have complete privacy for your entire attunement period. Retreat to this place each day. Develop a comfortable, secure feeling about your private sanctuary. Attune to it. Now, feel yourself withdraw from the intensity and drama of your daily life. Begin to release the powerful distractions of the physical world. Remind yourself that your human form and your human life are temporary. Allow yourself to feel untroubled by the cares and responsibilities of your daily existence. You have come to your private place, your sanctuary of attunement, to feel the eternal movement of your soul and the spiritual realities. Let go of the outside world. Now, let's move on to step 2, relaxing your body. Most people are filled with tension from the stress and strain of their daily pursuits in the physical world. When your body is stiff and your mind is agitated, it is difficult for you to attain the physical relaxation that is necessary to release yourself into a deep attunement. The goal of this step of your attunement process is relaxation of your physical body. Although the relaxation of your body might seem like a simple task to accomplish, many people find when they begin the attunement process that the habit of holding their body stiff is much stronger than they realized. They have difficulty actually letting go of the tension in their body. If you are not used to sitting still and relaxing, you may need to work patiently with this step. To begin, sit comfortably with your body in a position that you can hold without any strain. Experiment until you find the most comfortable position. It's wise to avoid lying down since you are more likely to fall asleep in that position. After you are comfortable, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Begin to relax your body. In this moment, you are letting go of all tension in your body. Your body is now relaxing. It is becoming very loose and flexible. All effort is now being released. You are entering a deep, calm state of relaxation. You feel wonderfully restful and content. Notice any part of your body that still seems tense. Allow that area to relax and release. Now, slowly and gently, turn your attention to your breathing. Simply notice your breathing, not trying to do anything special with it. Gently become aware of your breathing. Continue to relax. Notice your breathing, slow and gentle, rising and falling. Remember that the beautiful forces of your soul are pouring into you, even when you are simply sitting and relaxing, doing nothing. Step 3, releasing your thoughts and emotions. The next step in your attunement process is learning to create an inner release from your strong attachment to your normal thoughts and emotions. Your thoughts and emotions can be beautiful and they can serve you in the physical world. But during your attunement period, if you remain focused on human-created thoughts, you will not be able to move toward divine experience. You might find that during the initial stages of your attunement work, your everyday thoughts and emotions seem to be dominating your inner experience. Many people who try to have a spiritual experience believe that in order to be successful, they must have a period of absolute inner silence in which they cease all thinking. That can be a very difficult task to accomplish. Your thoughts are strong and persistent. If you set your goal as the suppression of all thoughts, you can inadvertently establish an inner tension because you are working against the natural tendency of your human mind. Be patient and proceed with confidence, accepting any thoughts that arise. You will eventually learn how to release your thoughts and emotions that tie you to the physical world so that you can make the breakthrough to deeper realities. Become aware of the silence. In a calm, patient way, allow your ordinary thoughts and emotions to begin to drift away. Do not try to eliminate your thoughts. Let them come forth naturally, but do not pay attention to them. Do not become caught up in them. Let your attention wander from your thoughts and your emotions to an area above them, as though your attention is gently and effortlessly floating away. Feel that your thoughts and emotions are heavy energies that are sinking down and slipping out of your awareness. Your awareness is a joyful inner field of focus that is light and airy, slowly and softly lifting up. You are riding that light, airy awareness as it gradually floats upward, away from your heavier thoughts and emotions. Step 4, projecting beyond the human. The next step in your attunement process involves the use of your imagination to project yourself beyond your human experience in the physical world. I have used the image of a stream to describe the relationship between human consciousness and eternal realities. Your ordinary human experience carries you downstream, and in the previous step of the attunement, you have been learning how to pause in midstream to keep from getting pulled into the current of thoughts about your daily life. Now, you will imagine that you are turning against that current. This is the first step in preparing to swim upstream toward your soul. Be confident in your abilities, and you will find this step relaxing and freeing. Begin again to imagine yourself floating upward, out of your ordinary experience. Sense the new experience of freedom as you leave behind the physical earth and your ordinary human perceptions. You are poised in this new awareness. You are free of your human form. Now imagine that you are gently moving toward your soul. You know your soul intuitively. Its essence is within you. As you turn toward your soul, Realize that you are floating in a marvelous existence of love. Sense that love all around you. Imagine moving through it toward the expression of your soul. Step 5, gaining intensity and depth. In this step, you will thrust against the current of ordinary experience so that you can begin to move upstream toward your soul. You will gain intensity and depth in your experience. You can begin to use your will to thrust forward against the stream of ordinary awareness, toward an elevation of your consciousness beyond imagination. You will learn to make the difficult movement of imagining what you cannot imagine. You are a non-physical being. You are floating above the physical earth, floating in a realm of love. Imagine this marvelous love. Now begin to imagine as you float, you are becoming the love. Use your will to create this feeling. Allow your imagination to create the love. Now, give yourself to the experience, to the inner sense of love. Float freely toward your soul. Continue to become the love. Now, release all intention. Simply become the feeling of love. Step 6, releasing into your soul. You have begun the process of turning in the stream of human consciousness and transforming yourself as you move toward your soul. The next step is to realize that in the current of experience that ordinarily sweeps you downstream into the normal human experience, there is a hidden second current that moves upstream toward your soul. You will now move effortlessly with that current. This second current in your stream of inner experience is a very subtle one, and at first it may not be apparent. Therefore, it will take patience and persistence with this step of the attunement process in order to be successful. Return to the feeling of love. Feel yourself turning toward your soul, toward love. Become this love. The love is within you and all around you. In this love, begin to feel a new inner momentum. This is the movement of your soul. Feel that movement begin to carry you away from ordinary human awareness. You're moving toward a deeper experience of reality, effortlessly, without exerting your will. Give up all willing and striving. Give up all desire to do. Release yourself into simply being. Do not exert any personal influence over this moment. Do not try to control it. Become the experience of the moment. You are neither body nor mind. You are transparent. Become softness and receptivity without striving. Simply release yourself into a gentle current that will carry you toward your soul. Remember that your soul is not a place. It is a limitless experience. Release completely into this moment and allow your soul to carry you toward the experience of love. Remain with this sense. Returning to normal awareness. Over time, as you deepen your attunement experience, you will find that you can wander far from your normal human awareness. Therefore, after each attunement period, when you decide to return to your normal state of consciousness, it will be very important to take your time and bring yourself back slowly. Begin to slowly release the expanded awareness that you attained. Let the experience of expansion begin to drift away. Create a feeling of gently moving back toward your ordinary experience of yourself. Do this quite slowly. Slowly and gently return to your normal awareness. Now, turn your attention to your physical body. Notice how your body feels. Pay attention to any physical sensations that you are now experiencing. Begin to pay attention to the room about you. Notice what the air feels like. Listen for sounds in the outer world. Begin to think about your daily affairs and what you will do in the physical world. Create a feeling of eagerness to take up the activities of your daily life. When you feel completely ready, slowly open your eyes. Sit for a moment or two so that you can regain your equilibrium. Then slowly rise and joyfully resume your place in the physical world. The steps that you have just heard and experienced are the first stage of an attunement process that you can eventually refine and deepen. Through Through these steps, you will experience the inner adjustment of your thoughts, feelings, and willing that is necessary to prepare you for a deeper penetration into spiritual realities. This first stage can eventually become the stable platform upon which you build a profound experience of your soul.